Chafei Adas Simen Kuf Tes Halacha Zayin. We're going to Simen Kuf Yud Halacha Hey. What happens if a person sees that he's not going to have enough mayim, what's called the mayim shalonu, the special water that you drew from the well? So we already mentioned from Shlomo Zalman Aruch, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, that you could even be lenient with today's taps water. But as we mentioned, you do the custom of getting water from the wells and the rivers. But nevertheless, if you see you don't have enough, you could add other water. Now, the Kitzur says majority has to be for Mayim Shalanu, and the Chatchila should be 2/3 ratio to 1/3 of regular water. And even that regular water, the Kitzur says, you should be mehadel to draw from the pump, etc., or wells that have been covered from the sun. The idea is to minimize as much as possible water that's coming, water that was warmed. And today there's much more room to be lenient, like I mentioned in Muncie and other many places where the water is well water. But nevertheless, we still try to keep it overnight in a cool place in order to halachically have the best status. When it comes to baking on Sunday, so here's a major problem. You're making on Sunday, we need to do linus layah, you have to prepare the water. So you need to draw, you can't draw the water. You're not going to be able to draw the water on Shabbos. You're going to be stuck. What, how are you going to bake on Sunday? So what you do is you draw the water on Thursday. Now, what happens if you didn't do it on Thursday? So here's Shasat Chak, you're in trouble, you have to say, you know, you need to bake the matzahs on Sunday. What do you do? So there's a few etzos. You could do it Erev Shabbos after Mincha. You could do it Erev Shabbos after Mincha, or on Shabbos using an Anju. There are even lenient opinions that say that you can yourself could do Ben HaShemashos. But the Chatchila, of course, better to use an Anju than to do it yourself. So again, the problem on Friday is you can't do it early on Friday. Because as we learned, you're supposed to do it close to Ben HaShemashos. So you're stuck. But nevertheless, the Chavetz Chaim already says, and we already saw that it's better to do it earlier before Shkia than to push yourself and get too close to Ben HaShemashos. So that also would be the best day to write, before, like we said, after Mincha time, to do the drawing of the water. If water was gathered for Mayim Shalom, and then someone died in the neighborhood. So we learned this already in laws of Sakana. When someone dies, they used to pour out all the water, at least in the neighborhood, the close people that are living by. Or if the Tkufa takes place, one of the four seasons, changes of the seasons of Nisan, Tammuz, Tisha, and Tevis, which is actually parallels the solstice and the equinox, usually. So for example, let's say right now, Nisan. So if you drew the water and then the Tkufa happened to fall on the same exact time, so the halacha is that usually we say that it's a problem, it's a danger. But here we say, no, don't worry about it. And all you have to do is really put a small, tiny metal into the water, like a needle, but it should be tied to a string, so this way you don't have to put your hand in order to take it out. And this way, you're safe. Now, the person already said, look at Piskachuvas, he says, today, we're not worried about these things. Make our deen. We're not worried even about what's called Mayim Megudlim. If you left water overnight, I get the shayla quite often. We're not so machmir Mayim Megudlim because, again, we don't have snakes around us. And even the other reasons that are given still are concerns of danger, especially here when it comes to something that you have for a mitzvah. Sheimel mitzvah lo yeda davara. Regarding mitzvahs, you're not going to be harmed. Siman Kuf Yud, we're going now to the baking of the matzah. So the first thing we have to do is make sure we have a kosher oven. So the Kitzur says that if you have an oven that was used for chametz, you have to make sure to properly do libun. Libun means fire. In today's terms, that would mean that you have to use a torch, or at least coals, in order to properly kasher. So, for example, self-clean reaches a certain temperature. Self-cleaning ovens are they reach very high temperatures, as opposed to regular ovens, usually 500. That's usually considered libun kal, not libun gomel. Libun gomel means that you have the sparks flying out. Today, a lot of times you can have metal, you'll never get sparks coming out. It depends on the metal. So you have to know what you're doing. One of the best ways is using these instant lights, coals, in order to kasher grills. CRC, they have also in the OU, to give you different guidelines, how to make sure you're doing it properly, because otherwise, especially a grill, is a little bit more complicated. Regular ovens are not so complicated. When it comes to ovens, they're using for matzahs, that's where we want to make sure it's pristine. And that's why there's a whole discussion if you could use even electric ovens. So the custom is to use these pizza-like ovens and really kosher them well. In fact, the Kitzur says the best thing is to actually to put coals, and the coals should cover the entire area. And best is afterwards to remove those coals, let the oven cool off, and then reheat it again in order to use it for matzahs. The mitnag is, the kitzur says, a nice mitnag is to actually put new earth on the bottom part, meaning the bottom part where you're putting the matzahs in the oven. And then the rest of the oven anyway will become kashered when you light it up, which is not really putting the matzahs. And this is a nice minhag, but you have to make sure that you're putting a certain thickness of earth, which is about an etz, which is about an inch worth. Otherwise, it doesn't help. And others' opinions are a little bit more lenient when it comes to that. Usually today, we don't, I don't know, I've never seen people do that. They usually kasher the oven. And anyway, they have specifically, usually people are using specific ovens only for matzahs. And it makes a difference in case you weren't sure if you kashered it well enough. 24 hours passed, there's more room to be lenient. When it comes to the kneading of the dough, meaning making matzah, so one of the major processes, of course, is kneading the dough. And you have to be so careful that there's no sunlight coming in. And that's the reason why, in general, we use what's called the Bais Mekura. It means there's a ceiling. You shouldn't be next to the window. And if it's open, it's also questionable. And even if the sun is not shining there. And there's a whole discussion if you have closed, basically, windows and everything, but there's glass windows. So the halacha is, if it's glass windows, as long as the sun is not shining through, it's okay. If the sun is shining through, it's a problem. You have to cover it with something, some type of partition, and making sure that the sun is not coming in. And then there's an interesting discussion that if it's going to be a cloudy day, it's even worse. A cloudy day spreads the sun. So you have much more complicated situation. Now, the truth is, the Shulchan Aruch Ravis also says that you could even do it outside, technically, if you're putting it in the shade. And you know that it's not a cloudy day, so you have to be true. You have to know the halachas before you do these type of baking matzahs, and it's great and a great experience. But if you don't know the halachas, chas v'shalom, is going to be end up having chametz. Now, lemaisa, in all the different cases, especially today's ovens that we have and the process that we do, if you know that the dough did not warm up, many usually it's not going to be halachically be a problem. There's another interesting carefulness that we do, which is the size of the dough that we use. The kitzur says you don't make a dough bigger than the size of a challah. So usually challah, it ranges around 3 pounds to 5 pounds. In regard to challahs, we discussed whether you make a bracha or don't make a bracha. The custom is about 3.6 pounds. That's around 1,200 grams plus. And then if you're closer to 5 pounds of a 5 pound bag, imagine a 5 pound bag of flour, that's usually when you make a bracha. That's for sure, according to Omkos, to everyone. And really, about 4.5 is already enough, 12 and about 15 cups. The bottom line is that around this size is what you should be dealing with. More than that, we're concerned that it's going to be too much of a dough, too big, large of a dough, and you're not going to be able to do it properly. Now, the place can already say that today, Bezman, what do you mean? We have a whole process, we have an amazing ovens, our matzahs are so thin, that's where there's much more room to be lean. But we're trying to do that size. The question is that afterwards, when the matzah is all put together, we're going to discuss how to mafish challah. That's why you don't mafish challah before. And lastly, the kitzur reminds us that when it comes to the flour that a person is measuring, you have to make sure not to push it too much in. You have to be concerned also. First of all, if you're going to push it too in, it's not going to be kneaded properly, and there's always going to be a little bit of leftover flour. And here's where one of the main sources and discussions of Gebrucks, meaning what's the whole concern? The concern is whenever you're kneading dough, that there's going to be some flour that's somehow not going to be properly kneaded into the matzah, into the dough itself, is going to be in the surface. And then afterwards, that flour will fall into a liquid that you're mixing it with, like cereal, etc., soup. Now, in truth, this is one of the reasons why there is a debate, and the argument is that no, when something is put in the oven, it neutralizes and doesn't allow any more of the flour to become chametz. So this is interesting because you could do scientific research, maybe, perhaps. But in any case, it's what these are the extra careful steps that we take. And the person therefore should be careful also when the person is placing the flour, right? There's usually a person who is measuring and there's a person who's pouring the water. So really it to be totally two separate people, and they have to make sure that the person who's busy with the flour is not the one that's pouring the water. Because some of the dust that's on his on him is going to fall into the water, or and these are the careful and special steps that we take. That's what the kitzur says: the moida desakemach, the one that's measuring the flour, don't get close to the dough or the water, and you should be careful also not to place his hand even on the flour if there's no need to do so, because the hand itself warms up the flour. So these are all the extra steps that we do in order to make sure that will stay far away from causing the flour to become chametz. Have a beautiful Shabbos.